So what's in the physical body? So what God did, he created you in his image. That's spirit. That's a spirit being. And then he brought you down from heaven and man formed a body from you from the dust of the ground. And then the Bible says, then he breathed into that body the breath of life. He placed on the inside of that body his little child, his little offspring, a little spirit being. Hallelujah. That's just like God. And not only did he breathe into that body, that little spirit being that's just like God, but he breathed into that body the breath of life. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the power of God. That's the ability of God. That's all the essence of God, all that God is. He breathed that man on the inside of your spirit, on the inside of that spirit being. What he did, he placed on the inside of our spirit that's just like him, he placed on the inside of that spirit the Holy Spirit. Let me say it in plain and simple words. You know what God did when he said dead man and God man breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life? Who is man? That spirit being. Who is the breath of life? That's the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? That's God himself. So God placed himself in your spirit upon this earth that live in a physical body, and then he said something. What? Let them. Who is them? That's all his royal family. Let them what? Let them have dominion. Let them have, man, what's dominion? That's sovereignty and dominion and authority and power and control and influence, man. Over what, man? Over territory that he called earth. Remember what we said at first? The highest heavens and the heavens belong to God. That's the heaven that God lived in, the unseen realm. The heaven that he created, the seen realm. That's all of the universe, including the earth. Hallelujah. And then, boy, he came down to what? He could have went anywhere in the universe, boy, but he came down to the earth and the territory that you live in. Why? What did he say? The kingdom, man, the highest heavens and the heavens belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. Just like the unseen realm is his territory that he ruled and reigned over, and he created you in his image, in his likeness, and gave you a territory so that you can rule and reign over it too. He gave you a territory. He didn't create us to rule and reign over one another and over people. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, and over all the earth. So he gave us a territory too. Just like his territory is heaven, the unseen realm, our territory is the earth. And just like he ruled and reigned over his territory, the unseen realm, he created a family of sons, man, to rule over territory that he gave us, the earth. And listen, his purpose for giving us sovereign dominion and the earth is for this reason here. The fourth thing, what your body is all about, is the expansion of God's kingdom, the unseen realm, man, to the territory that he gave you and I, the earth. I say it in a plainer way, man, to help you understand the Bible. I just quoting scripture to you to help you understand where I'm hoping in my heart that you can grasp hold to, man. And what is that, boy? God want to expand his governing influence of heaven. Heaven itself, he want to expand that, man, to a territory that he gave you and I, called the earth. For what purpose, Arthur? Could it be like with that prayer we've been praying all our lives and perhaps have not yet understood? What? Our Father, that's source and sustainment. And then he gives his location, which art in heaven. We know that's where he reigned at, over the heaven. And he say, what he say? Our Father, source and sustainer, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know what hallowed be your name is? He deserves the glory and the honor and the praise and the adoration and the worship. He deserved it, man. Because he done great things. So, boy, man, that part of that prayer, say, hey, man, give him glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. And then the first request, not like our request, we bring, man, our list to God and tell God in prayer and tell God what we want him to do for us. That's in that prayer, but, boy, we got it out of line. We got the wagon in front of the horses. We go to God and tell God and ask God and tell him what we want him to do for us. But it's something that comes before that. The first thing you say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Here's the first request. Let your kingdom come. What's his kingdom? The kingdom of God? Let your governing influence come. Let what you're doing, man, in your age be established, man, in our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. Watch this. Well, on earth, how? Just like it is in him. So in other words, boy, the first request is, man, Lord, let what you're doing come back to the earth. In other words, instead of going to God with our list and telling God what we want him to do for us, the first thing we need to do is go to God with an empty list and say, Lord, what you want me to do for you? How can I help you establish what you're doing in the earth? Let your will be done in my life. Watch this. Here on earth. How? Just like it is in hell. Then the next part say, now give us this day our daily bread. Now you bring your list to him. Hallelujah. And tell him. But you got, if you bring your list to him first, then you got your priorities out of line. You got to first go with the empty list and say, Lord, what you want for me? Why you created me? What you want me to do for you? How can I help you? How can I assist you? Hallelujah. And then, boy, then say, now after you do that, say, now give me this day or every day my daily bread. What's that, boy? Your source of living and accomplishing there. Everything that I have, once you find out what his will is and his intent and his desire for our life, then you say, Lord, man, give me every day everything that I need to accomplish that. What's his will and intent and desire for your life? That more be in your life here on earth, just like it is in him. That's his original idea, his original intent, and his original reason for creating the earth and creating you and bringing you to the earth. Why? So that you can, so that him, through us, can establish, boy, his dominion of heaven to the territory called earth. It's called colonization in kingdoms. What's colonization? When a king, man, expand his governing influence of his territory to another territory. So earth was created to be a colony of heaven. And the reason why he created his royal family is to accomplish that, man, on the earth through them. Hallelujah. When kingdoms, man, in the natural kingdom, when a kingdom, man, take over territory, man, what they do is, man, they send, man, the governor. That's one from the kingdom, man. And then they send, man, citizens there with him, man. And their purpose, man, is to influence the territory that they take over with the will of the king. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be in the territory that they have colonized the same way it is in the kingdom, man, that, man, they are colonized by. For what purpose? So that it might be in that territory that he's taken over or that he is, man, in the same way it is, man, in his territory. That's why Jesus Christ came, man, during the Roman reign, of when the Romans were in control. Because their systems of governing things were similar to, boy, the original plan of God. The other kingdoms of the world, man, the empires of the world, man, the Babylonian Empire, man, the Greek Empire, the Assyrian Empire, all those other empires, man, when they would go and take over territory, man, they go in the territory, kill the king, kill all the people in there, man, take the spoil, man, and, man, whoever they wanted, man, back to their territory, man, and then, man, rule and reign over them in their territory. But the Romans were different. When they went and took over territory, they didn't kill the people. They left the people in there. They took the spoil and everything else, man, and they left the people in the territory. And then they would send a governor. That's who Pilate was. Hallelujah. He was a governor over that particular territory, man, to impact that territory with the will of the king. He came from Rome. He sat at the foot of Caesar and got the dictates of Caesar and what the will of Caesar was, man. And then Caesar sent him, man, to the territory of Galilee and all those territories in that area, man, you know, to do what? To impact that territory with the will of Caesar. Glory to God. And, boy, for what purpose? So that, boy, he could establish the will of the king in that territory. Glory to God. That's why, man, God had waited, man, all those years, man, until, boy, I'm talking about, man, a system that was set up on the earth that was similar to his. And, boy, then he sent Jesus. Hallelujah. And boy, when Jesus came and preaching his message, then, man, the people could understand what he was really all about. But because he came in a time in human history when kings was not just killing all the people in other territory and taking the gold and the silver and leaving that territory like it was. No, man, in Caesar's reign, they go and take over territory, man. They lead the people there, and they send the governor and other citizens from, man, from Rome, man, to that territory to establish, man, Roman rule and Roman government in that territory. That's why Jesus Christ came, man, during that reign in life, during that empire, man, because he had the same intent. That was God's written intent, to extend, man, his governing influence of his territory, heaven, to a territory that he gave you and I. Hallelujah. And your Bible, man, in Genesis chapter 3, man, you know, boy, it not only is the Bible about a king and a kingdom and his royal family and the expansion of his kingdom to the territory he gave us, the earth, using us to establish that. And listen, and God established that. That's in your Bible in Genesis chapter 2. It says, and God made man and from the dust of the ground and everything else. And then later on in that verse, man, chapter 2, verse 7, it says God formed man's body from the dust of the ground. And then man breathed into man's body the breath of life, man. And so what he did, God brought man, the spirit being that he created his image, down to the earth and formed a body for it to live in, man, so that it could dominate this physical earth. Hallelujah. And then the next thing you say, so what that was God, man, bringing his family of sons to earth. Not leaving them in heaven, but to earth. For what purpose? Because God, man, want to expand his kingdom of heaven to other territories. So, man, he brought mankind down and breathed into mankind, nostrils, the breath of life. And then the Bible says the next thing he did, man, was God planted a garden, man, and he called it Eden. What's that, man? What is Eden? That's a Hebrew word. The Hebrew language is written in strokes, you know. And the word Eden is in five strokes. The first stroke means spot. The second stroke means, man, you know, moment. The third stroke means, man, presence. The fourth stroke, man, means the life of place. And the fifth stroke, man, means, boy, health. So what is Eden? God establishing an environment and an atmosphere on a spot on the earth with an open door into the literal presence of the Most High God. What those strokes are again, what Eden is, that's a spot on the earth for a moment with an open door, watch this, into a delightful place, presence of the Lord. What Eden mean? Spot. Moment, open door, the life of place, presence. So let me say it in a simple way so that you can understand what I'm saying. So, boy, what God, glory to God, what God did was set up an environment and an atmosphere on a spot on the earth and with an open door into a delightful place. What's that delightful place? An environment and an atmosphere that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God being, man, on the earth, on that spot, man, on the earth. In other words, man, God, man, put heaven on earth, the atmosphere and environment of heaven on the earth. Hallelujah, on a spot. And in other words, boy, the kingdom of heaven was on the earth. Hallelujah. And there he placed the man in that spot, in that environment, in that atmosphere, man, and then gave him a mandate. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue this earth. In other words, make it on the whole earth just like it is in this little spot, this little garden that I placed you in. What's the garden of Eden? That's heaven on earth. What God did, so God established, man, his kingdom of heaven on the earth, called Eden, on just a spot. And there he placed the man in the presence of God, and then gave the man a mandate. Say what, man? Make it on the whole earth, just like it is in this environment. Make the environment of the whole earth, just like it is in this little Garden of Eden. And then God told him, be fruitful. That means expand from this spot, man, to all the spots until, boy, the whole earth be filled with the glory of God, until the whole earth become, boy, the Garden of Eden, until the whole earth is filled with the presence of God, man. And the whole earth, man, is like heaven, man. Glory to God. What that is, that's God, man, expanding his kingdom, man, to the earth. In Genesis chapter 3, what you talking about, Brother Arthur? I'm talking about, boy, the message of the Bible. What the Bible is really all about. What is it about? It's about a king. Who's the king of glory? Who is that? The Most High God, our Father in heaven. And it's about his territory, his kingdom, heaven. And it's about his royal family. That's mankind. And it's about his expansion of his kingdom to earth through his royal family. And God established that up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That's why I say that's the only two perfect chapters in the Bible. And those chapters, man, ain't no devil, ain't no sin, ain't no death, ain't no dying, ain't none of that, ain't no racism, ain't no different ethnic groups, or none of that, boy. It's heaven on earth. In Genesis chapter 3, you know the story, man, when the devil came and deceived Eve and Adam, man, and man got them, man, to rebel against the known will of God. And, boy, when they disobeyed God, hallelujah, and you know what happened? They lost their kingdom. God lost their kingdom on earth. What happened, man? Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden. They lost the Holy Spirit, the breath of life that was living on the inside of them that God breathed into their lives. They lost that. They lost their dominion over the earth. They gave the dominion that God gave them, the power, the ability, the authority, the governing influence, man, to make it on earth like heaven. They gave that dominion over to the devil. And the devil, man, plunged our earth into what we have here today. It's called the kingdom of darkness now. Instead of the kingdom of heaven, it's called the kingdom of darkness. So God, in Genesis chapter 3, he lost the kingdom. And boy, in Genesis chapter 3, God made a promise to him. He said, yeah, I may have lost my kingdom right now, but I promise you something. Well, my counsel is going to stand. What I intended, man, from the very beginning, even though it might be a little messed up now, and even though my family been tripped and then fell from the sovereignty and the dominion that I gave them over the earth to make it on earth like it is in heaven, they didn't lost everything that they had needed up to accomplish that. But they lost, man, the environment and atmosphere of heaven on the earth. They lost, man, the Holy Spirit that was on the inside of them that was going to enable them and empower them to fulfill my assignment, man. And they lost, man, the kingdom of heaven on earth. They got put out of Eden. They lost the Holy Spirit, and they lost the dominion that God gave them. They lost that. That's what the Bible is about. What a king, his kingdom, his royal family, the expansion of his kingdom, the loss of his kingdom. And not only is it about that, but it's about also the regain of his kingdom. Because God promised him something, man, in Genesis chapter 3. He said, listen, I promise you something. You out of my kingdom, you lost the Holy Spirit, you lost your dominion, you gave your authority over to the devil, and he's going to plunge your world, your earth, into, boy, what we have here today. He said, but I promise you something, glory to God. I ain't going to leave you. Even though you just sinned against me and trespassed my law and everything else, I can't live in you no more, and you can't be in the kingdom of heaven in that environment of my presence no more, but I promise you something. I ain't never going to leave you. And I ain't never going to forsake you. I ain't going to be in you no more. And you didn't lose your dominion, but I'm going to always be around you. Hallelujah. And you know what the story is, man. God told a man what to do, man, to a man maintain that. That's when they start offering up sacrifices. That's when, man, religion start taking place then, you know. And, boy, what happened, man? God promised him something. What? That I'm going to regain, man, the kingdom for you. I'm going to get it back. Hallelujah. You didn't lost everything that I gave you, your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your kingship, boy, your identity, your sonship, your inheritance. You didn't lost all of that, but I promise you something, boy. Hallelujah. I know you can't get it back on your own. Why? Because you separated from me. And the only way you can get it on your own, you need me. You need my power. You need my Holy Spirit. You need men to regain the knowledge of what I originally said about you. But you're going down through time, you're going to lose all of that. Why? Because you done separated yourself from me. And now you're out there on your own. But I promise you something, man. I'm going to regain, man, that kingdom that I placed you in on the earth. I'm going to regain that. I'm going to get that back for you. And I, and when I get it back for you, that's when man Jesus Christ came to this earth. All the way down through time, man, you know, for 4,000 years, man, you know, boy, that's when the law and the prophets took place, that it was developing that. What was the law? That was the law that God gave Moses. You know him as the Ten Commandments and also the ritual laws, too, you know, the establishment of religion on the earth, you know. And, boy, I'm talking about, boy, get out of my shandarabababosat. Come out there. What do you say? I say, boy, God is a God of purpose and destiny, and his counsel going to stand. He promised them in Genesis chapter 3, I'm going to regain my kingdom. And, boy, man, down through time, man, through religion, through all the things that God has set up and the laws and the prophets and everything else, man, God came in the fullness of time himself. You know what he promised? What the prophets prophesied, the main one? He said this here. He said this, man, in what that's in? That's in Isaiah, man, chapter 9. Listen at this. As I begin to close this broadcast for this hour. It say in chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born. First in chapter 7, it says that same prophet, Isaiah, he say, boy, behold, a virgin shall conceive. And boy, I'm talking about she shall have a son. And man, that son that she has, his name shall be called what? Emmanuel. What's that? That's God with man. Glory to God. That's what Emmanuel means, man. God inside of man. Hallelujah. Fulfilling what? The prophecy that he had prophesied back in Genesis chapter 3. You know what he told them? He says in W, deceived. He not only promised Adam and Eve, boy, but he gave a prophecy put to the devil, too. He said, boy, you listen. I promise you something, too. But that same woman who you deceived, hey, that same woman, man, going to have a child. And through that child, that son, that offspring, man, then I'm coming, man, myself. And I'm coming, man, in the person of a child of a woman. And I'm going to, man, take back everything that you stole from my family, and I'm going to restore it back to you. That's in your Bible in Genesis chapter 3, where God told, man, you know, the devil, man, pronounced judgment upon him. He said, you're going to bruise their heel from now on up until then. Even, man, the person that I'm going to come in, you're going to bruise their heel. But, boy, that man that I'm coming in, boy, I'm coming myself. That's what Emmanuel means, God and man. Go up to the devil, I'm coming myself, and I'm going to redeem my family, man, from this destruction, man, that you deceived them into. And not only that, man, I'm going to bruise your head. Head means authority. They gave the authority that I gave them to you, but I'm coming to this earth myself. Take that authority back that you deceived them into, tricked them into giving over to you, and where you established, man, on this earth, your will, your kingdom, called the kingdom of darkness. I'm coming myself, and I'm going to take that back, man, and I'm going to restore it back to who it rightfully belonged to. Hallelujah. And there, boy, the Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth that son through a woman. That's why I say a virgin shall conceive and bear forth a child. You shall call him name Emmanuel, which is God in man. And then later on in two chapters down, that's when he began to say, hallelujah. What he said, he said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Watch this. And the government will be up on his shoulder. He didn't come to bring a religion. He came to restore the governing system of God back to the earth. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, who King, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government, what? The ruling influence of God, the ruling authority of God, the governing man system of God, and back up on the earth. What he said, and of the greatness of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And he shall reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. Watch this. And the zeal of the Lord Almighty has accomplished this. What happened, man? God came, boy, he fulfilled that prophecy, man. And Mary, man, you know the story. The angel came to Mary and, boy, fulfilled that prophecy. What? A child is born. That's Mary, boy, Jesus. And unto us, a son is given. That's God, boy, Christ. And, boy, he came to this earth, man, and you know what he did, man. He came and nobody came preaching. That's why I say, boy, we've been preaching the good news about him, what, how he came and hung, bled, and died. But this is what he came preaching, man. The purpose for why he hung, bled, and died up on the cross. Why? So that, boy, the kingdom of heaven that God established upon the earth, man, can be, man, restored back to the earth. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about what the Bible is about. Hallelujah. So God came, and you know what his message was? You know what he came preaching? He didn't come preaching the good news about him. He come preaching, man, this. Repent. What? Change everything that you've been trained to do and brought up to live in and your way of living. You're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and everything else. Be prepared to change your whole way of thinking from the way you've been trained and conditioned to think like because of the fallen state that you were in, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Be prepared to change all that, your whole way of thinking. That's what repent means. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. That's within your reach. What he came to do for a man, what prophet Isaiah prophesied. Boy, he come to reestablish the governing influence of God over the territory he called earth that he gave to man. He come to not establish it, to reestablish it back up on the earth. And according to the way he has been planned for in the first place, what? Through his family of sons. Then when his family of sons lost it, God fulfilled the purpose and came back himself, man, regained it. And boy, I'm talking about started restoring it back up on the earth. How did he start restoring it back on the earth? By man proclaiming to us, man, the word of life and the word of life, the restoration to what God's original plan and purpose was. And what it is, so it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. And Jesus Christ come preaching what? The kingdom of heaven is within your reach, is at hand. What kingdom? The kingdom of heaven. The governing influence of heaven, what? I come to bring that back to the earth. Adam lost it, but I come to get it back and to restore it back to who it belonged to. So, boy, Jesus Christ came. He regained the kingdom, man, through his death, burial, and resurrection, and he restored it back up on the earth. And the last thing your Bible is about is now what the process that we are here now, the reestablishment program of God. What? To reestablish that back on the earth, what God's original plan and intent and purpose and destiny for our lives. What's that again, Brother Arthur? For it might be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And you know how he's going to reestablish that program? Through his family of sons, what he originally intended for. Who is that? We call it the church in this day and time. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, my time is up on this radio broadcast. And next week, you know, if you tune in, I want to finish this off, man, to show you what the Bible is all about so that you would know that and so that we might now start it next month. We're going to go into a boy something even greater than just the reestablishment of the kingdom of God upon the earth, but how God is doing it and what our assignment at the church, man, in order to fulfill that, man, until they come to the consummation of the whole thing. Who is the church? That's why God established the church, to do that through. Hallelujah. What's the purpose of the church? To help God, man, establish his rule, his reign, his purpose, his destiny on the earth. What that is? The reestablishment program of God's kingdom on the earth. How are you going to get that done? Through us called a church. That's why we're going to go into something greater, boy, in next month, the purpose for the church. Why you are and what your purpose is and what we're supposed to be doing now. That's taking us higher and higher and higher. Hey, listen, my time is up on this broadcast today. And I hope I've opened up an introduction, man, to what your Bible is all about. And we're going to go deeper, man, starting next week. All the way through the next time, however God will allow that to happen. So stay tuned and tell a friend about the greatest message that has ever been told, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the gospel that Jesus preached. And I promise you, boy, it's going to tremendously bless not only your life, but your family and your circle of influence if you grab a hold to it and seize it and place it in your possession. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I and my family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And our greatest desire for your life is God's best for your life. And so shall it be. If you want to contact us, our number is area code 713-870-3776. God bless you. We look forward to talking to you again next week. 713-870-3776. That's our contact number. Kingdom Life, World Outreach Ministry. Stay blessed is our desire and prayer for your life. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.